squirrels around here. What kinds do you have?
Well, you got fox squirrel and gray squirrel too.
Do you have any little animals like squirrels that live down around the ground instead of in the trees?
Well, we don't have that here. I haven't seen. Is that what they call a chipmunk?
Yeah, I guess.
We don't have. I don't know that I ever saw one. We've got ground squirrels there. Small squirrels, you know. Not ground squirrel, I meant flying squirrel.
Uh-huh.
We've got several of those.
What's a ground squirrel?
Well, I don't know. I just, that's kind of like a chipmunk, I think. I don't know if I ever saw one. I just said ground squirrel, I meant flying squirrel.
Now, what do you call these animals that'll maybe get in your chicken house and cause a lot of damage?
Possum or skunk, either one, or a mink will get, they'll kill chickens.
You have any special term for these little destructive animals?
Not that I know of.
We gotta get some poison to kill the...
And what?
We have to get some poison to kill the...
Either that or trapping. You can trap the... Trap for them.
Do you have that lizard around here that'll have horns around his head?
No, we don't have it.
Too cold for him, huh?
We've got a lizard that's got several colors. We call them mountain boomers. They're a lot larger than the regular lizard, you see. Yeah, they're tail and all, some of them about that long. But their body is not very large. They've got a long tail. They're kind of green, yellow, and they're just a mixture of colors.
Uh-huh.
You find them back up on among the rocks.
Do they make a noise, or
no?
We just call them boomers anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why they call that. That's what I've always heard them called.
Do you have anything that lives down around the creeks, around the swamps?
A muskrat, mink.
How about those little green things that croak at night?
Some of those tree frogs, they croak.
Are they small?
Yeah, they
are. Do you have those great big ones?
We've got some big bullfrogs. Some of those big ones get pretty good size.
Yeah. How do you catch them? Hit them with a club and scare them?
Either that or you can catch them at night with a flashlight. They blind pretty easy and you just grab them with your hand.
Just don't get a snake.
Yeah, be sure you're grabbing the frog. Well, you can see those frogs from there. Sitting on the bank, you know, there's little white spots you can see under there. You can tell. Up on Gaines Creek, I've caught frogs several times at night that way. In a boat just around the edge of the water.
These are those great big ones, huh?
Yeah.
How about that creature that looks like a frog but lives on dry land and eats insects?
A toad. They got lots of them.
They're handy little things to have around the house.
Yeah.
If you don't step on them.
They say they'll catch flies. I never did see one doing it.
They're sure ugly little rascals. Did you have oyster suppers here in the early days?
Well, when I was about 12, 15 years old, they used to have oyster suppers. I don't know where they had to ship the oysters in, but I don't know where they came from.
That's strange. That seems to be a...
It was kind of a rage then, or fad or something.
Strange thing.
You know, when they'd have meetings, you know, and